Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart. Made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, with a middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And now, I've never met my guest before, but I've had a chance to talk with her a little bit and digest her her books and CDs. Her name is Dr. Cindy Trim. And sometimes I wish you could be a fly on the wall and the conversations I have with my guests before the interview starts. And I almost want to say to my guests, as I did with Cindy, stop, you'll tell me this on the air, because this is too good to just talk about. Cindy is a best-selling author. She's really a tremendously motivational, high-impact teacher. She's a former senator from Bermuda. Her messages have a prophetic vent. And I'm always interested in prophecy. Cindy, were you born in England?
I was born in Bermuda.
Aha. Uh-huh.
A British colony.
Okay. And just briefly, because for those that aren't familiar with you, you were raised in a tough situation, in a home that was in poverty, and your father abandoned your mother when you were two, and your mom had seven children. It was a pretty tough upbringing, but the thing that encourages me is you had a mother that really loved God and really believed in God. Did this make a big difference in your life?
It made all the difference. I believe that it affected how she parented us. And to tell you the truth, I didn't know I was poor until I grew up, because she was not a negative person. And I think even before I was a believer, I was trained in faith. And I thank my mother for that. She's the first person that demonstrated faith.
And I find it also interesting that before you were even born again, you had a reoccurring dream about what you'd be doing in the future. What was that dream?
The dream was me being in a bus, and I would be in the back of the bus. I was young, back of the bus, driving, being driven. And the bus driver would die at the wheel, and no one knew how to drive this bus. I was young, and I ran all the way from the back of the bus. And just before the bus, along with all of the passengers, would go over a ravine, I would take the wheel and drive people to safety before we crashed. And this I dreamt this dream over and over and over until the day I gave my heart to the Lord. And the second dream had to do with me being going home, and it was this dark passageway, and it was always this huge foot that would try to crush me. And inevitably, I would run under a rock, and the person or this foot could not find me because I was protected. And then the light would shine, and this creature or being would disappear. And I believe the two dreams, the first one with the bus was my deliverance ministry. And the second one had to do with the supernatural, the rock being Christ Jesus that would hide me, and then the light that would shine and bring deliverance and protection from these powers of darkness.
Tell me about the time you were 17 years of age and you were in the kitchen of the church, and you got born from above.
Yes, I got filled with the Spirit. There was nobody around, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I just heard the Lord say, lift your hands. And as I lift my hands, the Holy Spirit came upon me. And there, again, there was nobody around. And I had an experience with the Lord right there in the kitchen.
Was there more to it than that when that Holy Spirit came on you? I'm curious.
When the Holy Spirit came on me, well, let me back up a little bit. My mother, of course, sent us to church, so I grew up Methodist. And then every Ash Wednesday, I went to the Anglican church. And I loved the Lord, but I did not know anything about salvation and giving my heart to the Lord. And after, on a New Year's weekend, I went to the church, and I felt prompted to go to the altar, and I knelt down, and I heard God speak to me and say, give me your heart. And that's when I got saved. I was 17 years old. I was looking for a place to be discipled. And I went to another church. I joined another church. And they were excellent in discipling, but they didn't believe in that women could preach. And they didn't believe in being baptized with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And so I was being discipled. Excellent church. However, I believe that this dream was about to, the reoccurring dream was about to come to pass. And I went into the kitchen one afternoon just to get water. And this is in the church. And this is where I had an experience and an encounter with God. And he filled me with the Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And there, my gift of prophecy was activated. And it was from that point that God gave me supernatural insight into the lives of people. And I was able to see potential and the future of people.
Yeah, that's got to be such a marvelous gift. You can help people so much with that.
It is, because so many people are looking for meaning and purpose, so many. And I believe that one of the greatest gifts that we can give to another man is give them hope in the future, for their future. And God said that I have a wonderful plan for you out of the book of Jeremiah 29:11. And he says, these plans are good to give you a future hope. And this is what the world is missing. The world is missing hope in the future.
We were discussing that before we went on the air about the future of America. And I can't wait to get this material that you've written in the two CDs in the hardback book, Commanding Your Morning, into their hands, because what a revelation that's going to transform their life. But I must ask you one more thing out of my own curiosity, and that is, you had a dream about one of my favorite people with Miracle Ministries, Catherine Coleman. Tell me about that.
I was preparing to minister one night, and as I was preparing, I had a vision. And in the vision, I felt like I was transported ahead in time. And one of the reasons why I feel like I was transported is because when I came out of this vision, about 2 hours had passed, and I could not account for these 2 hours. And then I had started to dress. I had finished dressing, and I don't recall dressing at all. But I was transported somewhere in time, and I was on a stage. And as I was on the stage, there were thousands of people ahead of me, hundreds of pastors behind me, and I raised my hand, and a costume of Catherine Coleman came upon me.
That's a mantle. A mantle of Catherine Coleman came upon you in this dream.
Yes. It was a vision. It was
in this vision.
Yes.
Have you seen, as you've ministered, that type of ministry going on in your life? Because I've seen Catherine Coleman. In fact, when I was a baby believer in the Messiah, being Jewish, I hadn't even read the Bible. She found out about me, and I was a guest on two of her television programs. And as far as I'm concerned, I have not seen a ministry to that magnitude since hers. What have you seen in your ministry that is similar?
I haven't seen anyone like hers as well, but I can give you one example. In Atlanta, Georgia, we were in the Dome, maybe 40,000 people or so, And as I stood on the stage, there was a lot of pastors and ministers behind me, similar to the dream. And the Lord told me, raise your hands and walk across the stage. And as I raised my hand and walked across my stage, there was no contact with anybody. The whole place, from front to back, about 40,000 people were slain in the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I wish I had been. Did they get that on tape?
It's on the YouTube.
Oh, wonderful. I'm going to take a look at that right after the show, because I have seen, like, Reinhard Bonnke. I've seen a little of that, but nothing like what you've just described. I've got to see that. Tell me why someone should want your book, Commanding Your Morning, when your two CDs, Commanding Your Morning.
It's amazing because most people feel as if they have no control over what's happening to them. And a lot of people are having a Job experience where things seemingly are going wrong without rhyme, without reason. But Job interviewed God, and he asked God this question, you know, why are these things happening to me? And in the book of Job 38 and 12, God answers and says, have you commanded your morning since thy days and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked might be shaken out of it? And it's interesting because life does not have to just happen to us. There's power in the spoken word. And I believe that we can download success and prosperity into our days the night before. And this is why commending the morning is important. When you go back to the book of Genesis, God was able to say, let there be light, and there was light. And the book of Hebrews says that by faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Listen, you have such supernatural prayers in this book that people can state in the morning or the evening before that will change their life. As a matter of fact, there are people listening to us right now. You're missing your complete destiny. You know that. You're not telling anyone, but you're missing that. And until you decide to reverse the perpetual cycle of disorder in your life, you're going to continue to experience the same cycles of defeat and failure. And I believe this book, Commanding Your Morning, is what you've been praying for. We're making the book and the two CDs available, hardback book, available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.